You are tuned in to Lightworkers Lounge, tales of having a human experience in a spiritual world.
The vast majority of questions from what I've seen in the queue are about career and finding my purpose. Why do you think that is such a strong question for people?
Because everything in society and everything you see on social media leads you to want what other people have, and therefore you get farther away from what it actually is that you want.
Have you ever felt like lost, where you're like, I don't know my purpose at all? What am I here for? It can't just be this.
I never felt like I knew my purpose until recently. So yeah.
But now looking back and reflecting, can you see how you always did know? It was just life things got in the way and muddled or muddied your vision of it?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, money was the first block. And then trauma was the next.
Mm-hmm. As I progress through my growth and my evolution, I can see totally that self-worth has been a huge one for me. And it's so funny because I would have always said like, nah, I'm so confident. When I dream of something, I go out and do it. I am not afraid to go shake someone's hand and introduce myself. Like, I'm confident. Mm-hmm. But then when I, at the tender age of 33, reflect back, I'm like, wait, a lot of the things I didn't do, a lot of the things I talked myself out of was that I didn't feel worthy. Mm-hmm. I just simply didn't feel like, well, you asked me in the podcast the other day, I don't feel like I fit in. Mm-hmm. Like I'm worthy enough to fit in with people. Mm-hmm. It's huge. Yeah. And I will say, although Lightworkers Lounge and astrology does feel like a purpose for me, music and novels and art is still like it. And so I love what I do. I pinch myself quite literally every morning. I say, is this my life? Mm-hmm. I seriously get to go down there in a studio and read birth charts and talk on a microphone for a living. This is my life.
Yeah.
And people actually know me. What?
Yeah.
It's so bizarre, but I don't feel like it's my purpose.
I think one of the cool things about life is that you can find your purpose. And a lot of times I think it doesn't even have to do with like your career or what you actually do on the daily. So like we said on some of the past podcast, what is it that like drives you? Like, what is that purpose? Because whatever drives you to do what you're doing and how you show up every day, like on this mic, it may not have anything to do with being an artist or recording or whatever. It may just be my purpose is to show up and show myself every day that I am worthy.
Yeah,
and that's my purpose, because by doing that, I'll show other people they're worthy. Mm-hmm. But I think we get too caught up sometimes thinking that our purpose has to be something that is related to our career. And a lot of times it may be for a lot of people, but for some people who really struggle with it, I think your purpose doesn't need to just get caught up in what your career is. It's who you are.
Exactly. Well, look at our culture. When you meet someone, hi, what do you do for a living? Mm-hmm. I have a soft spot for women who truly just want to be homemakers or stay-at-home moms, because a homemaker is just as important as a stay-at-home mom. Those are very vital roles. Home is where the heart is. And if you have heart, you go out into the world and change it in a good way. But we're so conditioned, like, well, how much money do you make? Mm-hmm. Well, what impact are you leaving on your community? It's like, are you kidding me? Creating a healthy family and a good home and really focusing on how I can be my best self as a mom, as a partner, but also just as a, you know, I have a soft spot for women like that who don't feel like, hey, I don't have a purpose. I want to do this.
Yeah. It perfectly goes back to, you know, how some of the times you've said on the podcast or we've just talked and you've said like, what about the guy who, and we were talking about like deeper meaning, but what about the guy who's cleaning porta potties? Like the, you know, we see on the trail sometime and like, he just says, this is what I want. He's probably so deeply connected to his purpose of providing for his family. And that's just his purpose, that by any means he'll do that. And if it means scrubbing toilets, he's happy doing it.
I dive deeper into it. Said the Scorpio, everything. Yeah, okay. It's the most or the least glamorous job. I clean mm-hmm. toilets. I am a porta potty manager. Mm-hmm. But porta potties are essential for events, for being outside. So it protects nature. So people would rather use that than go out in the woods. Mm-hmm. For events, when you want to be comfortable and have a good time, do you really need to use the restroom? Like, that's a really important job that provides an experience and health and safety. We don't look at it that way.
I remember my grandpa saying one time, if you ever want to stay busy for life, there's two businesses you can get into, shit and death.
He's right.
And I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, everybody has to go to the restroom and everyone's going to die. And I was like, wow.
Right? But we're in a day and age of if you're not famous on social media or if you don't have over 1,000 followers, then what's the point of your existence?
Yeah, that's sad.
Whoop. Drop off tables at UPS store. It is sad. It is. But that is today's question on the advice column. And there's a lot that we will have to discuss as we record these episodes every single day. Thank you guys for writing in, sharing your stories with your questions and your birth charts, because birth charts are a blueprint of your soul. They are a very intimate piece of you. And the fact that you guys so willingly send us a screenshot of yours, we twin Scorpio moons here do not take that lightly. And we appreciate you letting us peek behind the curtain of your life to help answer a question for you. So I just want to take a moment to extend 100% gratitude for them doing that, right?
Same. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My Scorpio sees you.
It's really cool. So today's question is by someone born in Pennsylvania. I'm going to ask you guys, like, share where you're from, because I almost say your name and I'm like, wait. Nah, I got to share. It's from a listener in Pennsylvania, to make it a little more personal. She writes in, hi, Steph, JL and Jeffrey. I'm struggling to get my own business going in the most authentic and aligned way possible, especially coming out of the matrix and deep programming of the corporate world. I feel a big part of my blocks have to do with putting myself out there and showing my true deep inner self to the world. And speaking about that is what I'm here to do. What would be the best steps to take toward reaching those goals given my birth chart?
Nice.
So okay. It sounds like she has her own business that she's trying to get off the ground, Baby J's forte, but she just came out of the deep programming and conditioning of working in a corporate world. That is my forte. A big part of her blocks have to do with putting herself out there. She put that in air quotes. So this tells us that she is really afraid to put her authentic self out there on stage, because she realizes, as a Pisces, when you are on social media, you are on stage, and it is very terrifying, because we think like, oh yeah, I got 1,000 followers and maybe a quarter of them see this. No, like it's on the internet forever. And speaking about it is what she's here to do. Do you want to know her big three?
Yes.
She's a Pisces, Cancer moon, Scorpio rising. Triple water. She hits the home run covering all three water signs. So what does that tell you about her immediately?
It makes perfect sense with why she struggles with putting herself out there, because with putting yourself out there comes judgment, and with judgment comes the possibilities of not being loved, and not being loved comes with self-hate, and those are all three water, just like I feel like water issues.
Yeah. Emotions. Water sign people are so sensitive. I'm, believe it or not, more water than you. And I'm the one that's like, nope, can't read the haters, can't read the bad reviews. And you're like, let me see them. I like this shit.
Yeah.
Aries energy. Fuck them. I'll respond. Whereas I'm like, nope, it'll ruin my entire 24 hours if I read a negative comment.
Yeah.
Whereas you're like, huh, that's funny. Throw it away.
That makes my 24. Yeah.
Yeah. That gives me fuel to run. I'm like, no, it curbs my depression. Right? Water versus fire. So she is all water. She actually doesn't have a single fire placement in her chart. So my friend, you have what's called the missing element. You do not have fire. And when people come here missing an element in their birth chart, it said they have either mastered it or they came here to really focus all their attention on learning it. So you should surround yourself with Leos, Sagittarians, and Aries people to really help you fill in that missing element. Now, Baby J, let's start with you. She wants to know how to get her business up off the ground.
Man, I'd love.
You are so good at this. It's not fair.
I would love to know what her business is. If she if you listen to this and you're the person who wrote this in, DM me or Steph what your business, probably better me because you won't see a lot of your DMs. So just ping, ping, ping. But I'd like to know what your business is. First thing I would ask you to ask yourself is this really what you want to do and why? And if you answer yes to both of those, then I would go back to the question that I've asked a few times on the last podcast. It'll help you kind of connect with that deeper meaning, like we were just saying, that purpose, that thing that keeps you going no matter what, every day, because that's what it's going to take to be an entrepreneur like you're trying to be, is you're going to face a lot of things and you're going to have to constantly remind yourself, like, why am I doing this? Okay, perfect. Let's keep going. And that question is, if you haven't gotten it, is what is your greatest piece of adversity or challenge that you have faced to date? And when you answer that, what it helps you do is empower yourself, because you look at that question, you answer it with whatever it may be, and you say, okay, I've overcome this. And actually, does this kind of align with my calling right now, like what I'm doing in my career? And if it does, that purpose will be rooted so deep that you will never give up. So that's kind of my first piece of advice, would be to...
You find your why.
Yes, to really hone in that big why that will not ever leave you, would be step one.
Yep. So her big part of her blocks are the deep programming and conditioning of the matrix in the corporate world. And this is something I can really attest to. Oh my God, my friend, when I quit my corporate 9-to-5, and it was the most cliche 9-to-5 down at the cubicle that you can imagine, when I finally quit, I actually took a picture, and I wish I could find it to post it with this episode, but I took a picture of myself on the phone, the corporate phone that they had sent to my work at home office that time, about to tell my manager that I was quitting. And nobody saw it coming. I was one of the top performers. I just always have been big Capricorn energy with what I do. But I was so nervous, I broke out in hives.
No.
On my face, my neck, my chest, my eyes were so swollen. But I looked so happy. Yet you could very visibly see I was suffering from a panic attack or anxiety or just anxiousness. I mean, covered. And I love that picture, because I look at myself and say, oh, I can do hard things. Mm-hmm. I can still have a literal physical reaction to those hard things, but I can still do them. And so it did go as awkward and as uncomfortable as I imagined. I mean, my manager was super sweet, but he was just like, wow, you're sure about this. You're really done. You've been with us 5 years. You're sure about this. And like through a shaking voice, I was like, yep. Thinking, holy fuck, I'm literally doing it. And I remember like a long, awkward pause. And then he goes, Steph, I've been waiting for you to do this. You don't belong here. And I was like, wait, what? Are you mad at me? And he was like, no, you're just, how do I say this without risking my job? You're beyond this. Mm-hmm. You're not meant to be. A personality and a character like yours is just not meant to be at a job like this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I'll say. And he meant it in a really high compliment, aka, Steph, what the fuck are you doing here? You're too good for this. Please go do something else. Everybody has seen it in you.
Yeah.
That's what he meant. And so that alone fueled like, oh, wow, my manager, I really liked him. He was a good leader. I admired these words. This is incredible. And so I hung up and he emailed me instructions on how to return all of my equipment, and waiting in line at Comcast felt so empowering. But as soon as I dropped it off and went back to my empty desk, empty office, like a literal blank slate, that's when it hit. Wait, I have rent to pay in 2 weeks. I got a car note that's due.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And then the next day, I'm like, okay, I'm still going to get up early as if I have a job. But I went to the beach and it was April. It was a little cold in Charleston, South Carolina. And I sat there with my planner. And I was big baby J energy. I was planning it all around. I was writing my why, what I was going to do, the route I was going to take to get there, how much money I would make. And I saw all these old retired people just walking up and down the beach slowly, picking up shells, enjoying their sunrise coffee walk. And I thought, I am the youngest one here by a solid 30 years, maybe 50. This is wrong. I'm supposed to be back there in the city with all the other 20 somethings at a corporate job. Mm-hmm. This is wrong. And I started to just get so anxious and think, what have I done? I'm about to take out my 401k to pay my rent. Like, what have I fucking done? This is so wrong. And that was just the deep programming.
Yeah.
And I wrote a quote in my agenda that very morning about don't plant and something about planting something in fear and sprouting in courage. I don't know. I was like, just keep going. It's okay to feel uncomfortable and to feel like you fucked up. But no matter what, I could go back and get a corporate job and go right back to it. So,
well, the thing is you're gonna fail at everything in life. So you might as well choose to fail at the things that make you happy or yes. happier because yes. you're going to, how many times, anyone listening to this, how many times have you gone into work and been told you fucked up something yesterday or you did this wrong or you failed at that or just felt like a fucking loser at the end of the day mm-hmm. because of the way somebody else made you feel? When you take all that and you're taking that, you're applying that into the entrepreneur space, it's like, okay, would I rather fail for me and fail at the things that make me happy at least? Or would I rather fail and have somebody tell me I'm a piece of shit?
Yeah.
Like, I know that's not always the case. That's very extreme. But that's the way my mind always worked. It was like, okay, I'm going to fail regardless in life at something every damn day. Mm-hmm. But if I'm going to go broke, I'm going to go broke because of me. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to fail at this and do a shitty job at this, I'm going to do it because of me.
Yeah.
And through those things, you learn so many lessons that just help keep the bus moving forward. Yeah. And as you say that, I think one of the biggest programming pieces that most people pick up in corporate America is that there's not many good leaders.
No.
So you've been under, and I'm just wild guess, but you've probably been under horrible leadership mm-hmm. for a long time. And it's no different than being raised in a shitty household and having to completely reprogram your beliefs around love and self-worth and all these things. So business is just another one. Corporate America has taught you how to talk to people, how to treat yourself, how to respect yourself, how to show up, how to not show up, what's acceptable, what's not. And you really just have to do your best to get rid of everything, unpack it all that just doesn't feel good and then restart over and go yeah. fail on your own
yep.
and learn from those failures on your own.
I love
and
it.
Get better.
Oh, that is the key to being an entrepreneur, working for yourself, is accepting failure. Not mm-hmm. in a bad way. Like, failure is not scary because there's always, 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 especially in the day and age of internet, something to do to make money.
Yeah.
There's always something to do. It may not be something you like. Well, maybe cleaning porta potties.
There's always someone willing to help you also.
Yeah.
Always. If you're doing the best you can and you feel like I just can't catch a break, I promise there's somebody out there that's willing to help you. You just got to keep moving your feet forward.
And ask for help.
Yes.
100%.
Yes.
And I have not done well in structured environments. I can play the game and ace it and do really good at that because I'm very hard worker, loyal. Mm-hmm. But I've never felt myself in a structured environment like school. Bell rings class. Bell rings next class. I look around and think, what the fuck is this weird shit?
Mm-hmm.
This is so not right. I should have been in a Montessori, but whatever. And then corporate world, I was just... like in boardroom meetings, I would eventually look around and be like, y'all actually give a fuck about this? In my head, of course. Yeah. But I was like, this is so weird that these people actually care this much about this. That does not matter. That does nothing for nobody.
Yeah. I think, and a lot of people who listen to this probably maybe like, I don't like structure either. That's just not me. It's never been me. It won't ever be me. In a structured environment that's mm-hmm. not where I get to have say within the structure. But some people love it. Some people thrive in it. But what I would advise you, if that's, you know, get off a little topic here, but if that's you and you love the structured environment, just learn as much as you can and be the example that you believe is best for that environment.
Mm-hmm.
If that means You feel like everyone at the office is lazy? Be the person who shows up every day early. Be the one who leaves late every day. Like, you can do those things. So even to the person who wrote this question in, be the person that you wished you had growing up. Be the person that you wished you had right now that you could call and ask for help. Like, do your best to be that person every single day in some way. And it sounds like for her, she struggles with self-worth.
Yeah.
Which is common.
Putting herself out there, showing her true, deep inner self to the world and speaking about what it is she's here to do. Yeah. So it sounds like maybe her family or maybe the corporate family she created were like, you're going to leave and do what? Okay. And so she's like, her super sensitive water self absorbs that like water does and then just stirs on it. Or it turns her into ice, right? All these water signs, when they get their feelings hurt over and over really bad, they freeze.
Yeah.
And so water signs, yes, rule emotions, but have you ever met a Scorpio, Pisces, or Cancer who didn't cry ever? They're frozen.
Yeah. Yeah, I was somebody like that before. Mm-hmm. I would, second piece of advice that I would give you, if you're listening to this, is I would say you probably need to do an audit on every single person and place and thing that you are in close proximity to. Everything. Mm. Because you won't feel this way when you're surrounded by individuals. And take it from me. I used to be surrounded by people who, if I were to make a post like I do today, 8 years ago, I would have just had people text me like, what is this dumb shit you're texting? Yeah. What is this? You're not a fucking guru. You're not like... And when you hear those things from people who are actually lesser than you, you start to believe they're right. And it's like the crab in the bucket analogy. They will all pull you down. But when you audit your list of who is in close proximity to you, what podcast you listen to, what person you're taking advice from, what friends you hang out with, do that and I guarantee you'll find that it's actually not you. It's the people around you that are keeping you pulled down in the bucket like crabs. Because when you surround yourself with people like you, for instance, Steph, and you know, for myself, you know, having Ben and James and these others, not once have I said, hey, I'm thinking of doing this, or put a post out that really means something to me. And never has anyone said, that's kind of dumb, or that doesn't make sense, no, or but
we
like
all comment on it every
they
time.
All are willing and ready and able to rock beside you and help you get to wherever it is you want to go. They'll challenge you, but they'll never talk shit. And there's a big difference when you audit who's in close proximity to you.
You got me over here with my mouth open, like I'm listening to a podcast. It's so true. That's. Just speechless. A big part of her blocks, right? Like, you weren't born with those blocks, my friend, at all. You were born with confidence. Have to do with putting yourself out there. Who is around you that will say what Baby J just said? You're saying what? You want to do what? Right? You're very sensitive with those three water signs in your chart. Like, extremely.
I feel like somebody with that chart, all it would take is somebody not even saying anything. Like, you need to audit close. Like, who are the people when you say something that just look at you and go,
Exactly.
Like, even something that simple with that water. I got Cancer and Scorpio. I don't have Pisces, but I can't imagine.
How difficult it is. Remember what we were saying in the beginning. Your missing element is fire. You know who will pump you up? Fire signs who believe in you. And they will give you over the top cheering and motivating you. And that is what you need with all this water. You need someone to make you boil. You need someone to make a hot tub, fire and water with this. And Baby J is absolutely right. There's probably something in your inner circle that has not helped with that deep programming. Like, right? I bet some people in your circle think it's great that you worked for corporate and they're proud of you and you're doing a good job. Mm-hmm. Or they don't see the real you. They don't see that you're slowly withering away. Now, feet on the ground, head in the stars. So what I would say, I can't stand structure. When I quit my corporate job, okay, my career lines are Aquarius, North Node in Pisces, and the house of Aquarius. Put someone like that in a corporate job and they will get autoimmunity, as I did. Baby Jay here has, have you ever worked for someone else?
I have, but it was fucking miserable.
And you're probably
like, I had to be the leader of it, and that's what ended up being the demise of the whole ordeal, was I was trying to be the example and they didn't want me to be that example. So it was like, okay, well then see ya.
Yeah. You have all of your career placements are Aries, just across the board Aries. Mm-hmm. And these are people who need to work in the military as like CEO, people that need to be in charge. They will come off as arrogant, cocky, a dickhead, whatever, if they are not in charge. And this isn't a bad thing. This is just that fire and that fuel that's in you, plus all your Virgo that's like, I can see where the loopholes of problems are. I can imagine if you work for someone else, you'll get fired. I would say 48 hours, you'll be fired for triggering people and thinking, hey, you're below me. You're not supposed to tell me what to do. And you're like, well, it's... Right? Yeah, have you experienced that?
Yeah, you get caught living either that, or you try and be so mutable that you get caught living in the box of them, and it feels so wrong. And then you're in this situation like she's in, and it's like, wait, I've just been kind of programming myself around this programming of y'all, and I got to go do my own thing because this is not right.
Did you find when you worked for people that you would just naturally go up to like the top dog and say, hey, have you considered doing this? Or should we try it like this?
Yes. Yes. And I always knew, and this isn't Virgo, Aries, Virgo energy, but I always knew that the advice I was about to give, that if they took it, we would go in the right direction. But when you're not at the top and you're giving advice from the bottom, if they're not a good leader, they're not going to listen.
No.
And it's just going to be frustrating.
Right. So. And then for me, all of my Aquarius trying to fit that, the eccentric sign, into a corporate structured sign. What did I do on my lunch break? Took off to the river.
Gosh, especially travel? A healthcare industry that you were in for an awful. Aquarius.
Ugh. And then when we'd travel, everybody would go out to eat together, go, and where's Steph? She never comes out with us. My Aquarius took off. I was like, I need to go be weird alone because this is not where I'm supposed to be. Yeah. Right. So I share these things because you'll always know. You can look back and reflect at your behavior in the past and see your career placement. So she wants to know, let's put our head in the stars and look at her birth chart. We know she is a triple water. Pisces, Sun, you are an old soul who has lived many lives. You've been a Sag, you've been an Aries, you've been a Taurus. And your Sun lives in the fourth house, along with Venus, Saturn, Mercury, and Mars. She's a massive stellium. In the fourth house. Okay. This tells me you really came here to say it ends with me. Fourth house rules our past and our generational patterns. So I'm willing to bet that circle around you is family related. Maybe your mom especially is really cheering you on to do something you really don't want to do. So with the Sun in the fourth house, you came here to end generational patterns. Your moon is in Cancer, making you so sensitive on your high side. You love to curate a feeling of home and family and closeness. On your disempowered side, you can play the victim and blame everybody around you for you not fulfilling your goals rather than accepting the role you've played and not fulfilling them yet. Your moon lives in the ninth house. I love to see this. You are an optimist at the end of the day. This is my favorite place for the moon. Your rising sign is Scorpio. Your soul's promise is to go through a massive transformation in this lifetime. How beautifully does that pair with your Sun in the fourth house? It says, I'm breaking generational patterns. So you should be going after a job that is unlike anything you've ever seen in your family lineage before. If your family is not raising their eyebrows in shock at what you are announcing that you're going to do, you're not doing it right. You need to have that reaction from them. Furthering this, your Jupiter is in Scorpio. Where does this person receive miracles and blessings? In the sign of psychology, in transformation, deep feelings. And it sits in your first house, right near your rising. So how people see you is a leader, a teacher of the dark, of the deep, of psychology. Your North Node is also in Scorpio.
Wow.
Yeah, she's very intense. And it's conjunct her Pluto. This simply tells me you are a powerhouse of determination, stamina, willpower. In the first house of self, you have all the tools you need to get through this massive stellium in the fourth of unraveling, I mean like epigenetics in the womb that you received. And finally, your midheaven is in Leo. So midheaven is our career line, how we make money, how the world sees us. People who are on stage, who are well-known, famous singers, songwriters, public speakers, have their midheaven in a fire sign, or especially Leo. And so you have no placements at all that would indicate success in corporate. I want to see sixth house placements, Capricorn placements for people who do well in the corporate arena. You have none. You are so meant to work for yourself, doing something that is teaching in Scorpio, being 100% authentic. Yeah. The high side of a Scorpio is, as Baby J says, someone who gets naked. Mm-hmm. Tell them what your get naked analogy means for those who are new here.
Oh, yeah. So along
how you take your power back after doing something bad.
Quote, yeah, there's nothing more powerful than looking in the mirror and just getting completely naked with yourself first. And by saying that, I mean being honest about everything you've done right, everything you've done wrong, the things you're holding on to, that you're hiding from the world, and especially from yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, come clean to yourself about everything. And
because then what can they do?
Yeah, and what you'll find with that is that you'll transmute that into some type of passion, like this, some type of passion project maybe, with all that water, where you lead by example. And then you take that power and you become a little more fiery with it, right? So like you were saying, she needs to probably learn a little bit of that fire energy because the missing element. If you can get naked with yourself and you can get naked with others and you can just not give a fuck, you basically start off with a clean slate and you'll really harness that kind of Aries energy that says, I don't care what you think. This is who I am. If you love me, great. If you don't, that's okay. But I'm going this way. And if you want to come, cool. But if you don't, like, this path that I'm on is very Scorpio. So if you can't handle it, you mm-hmm. can't handle my truth, you can't handle what I've been through, and you can't handle me being naked, and you can't get naked with me, then okay. But I'm going this way. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
With Venus and the Sun and Mercury and Mars and the fourth, she loves her family. Like, there is a very, very strong bond and connection to them, and she probably really wants to please them and get their approval. You know, we all have that gene in us of wanting to get approval from our mom and dad, but when you have this much placements in the fourth, she just lives for it. So knowing her Saturn is sandwiched right in the middle of that. By the way, she's going through her Saturn return next year.
I feel like
she hasn't even hit that yet.
I feel like as you're saying this, the best advice I could give you, just reflecting on my own life and what I believe to be true, and this is just my own advice, so take it with a grain of salt if you want, but it would be having a conversation, in this case, like with the parent or the parents that like I look up to, that I want and value and appreciate their pat on the back or whatever it may be. And I want to make them happy and I want to make them proud. I would almost have a conversation with them that would say, like, hey, this is what I'm doing. And I know you may not agree with it. I know you may be worried and you may be scared because, well, let's just face it. There's a reason you didn't do something you wanted to do in your life. But I promise if you will love and support me through this, I will not fail. Mm-hmm. And I will not only make myself proud, but I know I'll make them proud. Because what normally happens when you do something great is everyone, including family, tells you you can't until you do it. And then everyone will pat you on the back after the fact. Mm-hmm. But it's almost as simple as getting naked, being completely open and honest with whomever it may be that you're worried maybe judgmental, won't support you, that you want to make proud. And then, yeah, getting naked, having that conversation with them, and then doing everything in your power to become whatever it is that you know you want to become. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, even the family members who question why you do something, or the people who do love you that just can't see your vision, they always, always come around
yep.
after you've accomplished whatever it may be.
Yeah.
So if you knew that, if you knew that everyone was going to hate you when you started something, but I could show you the future and they were all cheering you and loving on you after you accomplished it, you would go do it.
Mm-hmm.
But because you can't see that future and you don't know it's absolute, a lot of people never start.
Never. Her Saturn return will be coming up on, I think, around March next year. It's on its way, for sure. And living in the fourth house, she's going to be really challenged in the next 2 years with this lesson right here, which is why she probably listens to this podcast in this time and submitted this question, because she feels it. Here it comes. You are finally, her 30s are going to be just rock on. Oh my gosh, she's going to experience so much success once she goes through this initiation into adulthood of her finally realizing, okay, my family's there for me, they love me, I love them, but I'm an adult and I'm an individual, not on the same island as them. Mm-hmm. Because I'm going to create a whole new island for new generational patterns. This is a heavy, only fit for a Pisces sun job that you signed up to come here to do, and it's going to be so rewarding. It's written all over your chart. So you've got Saturn about to transit over all of these things. You're going to go through a lot of growth, death and rebirth. But your chart says you are prepared and ready for it, my friend. I can't wait. We're going to see this girl on stage sometime. Guarantee it. That'd be cool. Guarantee it. Now, instead of ending the episode right here, I want to have one more question from a reader because it's kind of similar. She said, my question would be, which career path lines up best with my birth chart? I'm trying to make a decision between a police officer and flight attendant, and I've already received job offers for both. She is a Scorpio sun, Libra moon, Libra rising.
Flight attendant.
Flight attendant.
Flight
her
attendant.
Her midheaven is in Cancer,
mm-hmm.
and her north node's in Virgo. That is a servant.
Yeah.
That is someone who loves to take care of people.
Yeah.
Who loves to be there for people. That's your big three.
I don't think she can go wrong by choosing either of these. I think both of them are very service-based, right? Mm-hmm. Of course they are. I would ask myself, which one is truly more aligned with where I'm going in life? Is it the traveling and meeting tons of people and experience in different places and things while serving people? Or is it getting into the depths of hell and not really experiencing as many people, but experiencing deeper connections more than likely? So it's kind of like both of them are service-based, but you got to choose. You got to choose which one. Which one can I see myself smiling at more?
Mm-hmm. You know what I can see too is that she has a lot of Sagittarius. She has Venus and Sag, Mars and Sag. This is awesome. I like fire signs there. She can do both.
Mm-hmm.
Why limit yourself to one? Just which one feels good right now? Mm-hmm. And since you already received job offers for both, that tells me. I mean, these are things that are not going away.
We're
always going to need police officers, maybe more so than ever.
Mm-hmm.
We're always going to need flight attendants. So the beauty of that is, why limit yourself to one? Try a bowl. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Throw a dart at the wall with the one and do it. But knowing she's a Scorpio sun, that makes me think, ooh, police officer. They can handle the dark and the nitty gritty. But then she's a Libra moon. And I'm like, oh, flight attendant. Mm-hmm. She's cute. She's gorgeous. She has to socialize with all the passengers. Mm-hmm. She'll love it. Libra rising, her soul's promise is to bring peace and harmony. Yes, that is technically what a police officer is supposed to do, but so unfortunately in this world, it is next to impossible.
Yeah.
You know, police officers, bless their hearts, have to go home every day accepting that I couldn't fix everything. Mm-hmm. I couldn't fix that problem. I lost that person. I think her Venus is in Sag. I just think she might struggle with the really, really deep parts of what it takes to be a police officer. Clearly there's a piece of her that loves it. She went applying to be a police officer. It's a lot of tests and interviews and she got it.
Well, it makes,
so she's got that fire to her.
It makes sense. I mean, Sag is seeking adventure and that's definitely some adventure, but you know the answer already. And if you ask yourself all the right questions, you'll always be able to choose the That's right cool. direction.
She applied for both because both require tests,
yeah,
like physical tests. And she went through all of that and got job offers. She's badass. That's really cool. But again, let's ignore her sun, moon, rising and look at the career lines in a chart, midheaven and Cancer. Ooh, that might point to police officer because these are usually nurses, daycare owners. They work with children and they just love to nurture and take care of people on a very deep level.
Yeah, I would say go deeper then. I would say why be a police officer? Why not be this may be too deep, but Scorpio Sun and Libra, why not go into the social services sector?
Oh, she would love answering domestic violence calls.
Yeah, like...
She'd be like, let's do it.
Yeah, so why not, you know, police officer may just be scratching the surface. Like, what I try and think of now, because it was a question that was asked to me, and I feel like it's an obligation to just keep passing these things down, is... think of your dreams. And for her, apparently right now, a dream and a goal is either police officer or flight attendant. Now think bigger, because normally what we do is we protect ourselves with these dreams. I want to make $1 million. Actually, I wanted to make 2 million, but 1 million sounds safe. I want to be a police officer and I want to be a flight attendant. Well, wait, do I actually maybe want to be the sergeant, or do I want to be a pilot? Like, really think about what it is you want within each one of those and just keep asking yourself questions. You'll figure it out.
You know what? I'm going to go with police officer because I just noticed something in her chart. Her Virgo North Node, so her spiritual purpose that she should always move towards, is in the 12th house of mental health, drug addiction, abuse. This tells me that she's comfortable with things like that. And it's conjunct almost to the degree her Black Moon Lilith. Black Moon Lilith is, where did this person not give a fuck? Where's our primal dark energy? Mm-hmm. And so knowing her life's purpose is conjunct that like dark Black Moon Lilith, that tells me she would kick ass as a police officer. That, yeah, she's got the cute fuzzy Libra in her, but she can handle it. And maybe she's channeling her Libra into, I want to bring harmony into my community so bad that I will put my life on the line for it. I'm going to go police officer.
I'm going to say there's something, even if she chooses police officer, police officer is just surface level. She's more than somebody
who... She's deeper
who
than that. Oh, yeah. Don't a lot of
rides
people
around
who
in a,
start
a
as a police officer, they just, based off of what calls they take, decide, wait, I want to work with kids. Or wait, I like domestic issues or relationships. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I bet that'll be her as she goes through her career as a police officer and will pick a specialization.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. Yep. So there's my final answer, police officer.
And I will say, there's more growth and opportunity. And if those were the two on the table, then yeah, being a police officer, you can be an investigator. You can be, there's so many more opportunities.
Yeah, and you know, flight attendant is obviously the house of Sagittarius. Mm-hmm. She has her Venus and Mars there, but they're in the third house of community, neighbors. So this tells me she would be really good at talking someone down.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This is really good. Or socializing on an airplane. But I want to look at the ninth house to see, okay, should you be a flight attendant? Because that's where she would live and there's nothing in there. It's empty. So empty houses just mean it's a white canvas. You can create whatever you want on it. So could you be a bomb flight attendant? Oh, yeah. But a lot of your stars point to being a police officer. So I really feel like when she hears this, she's going to accept that job offer. And if you do... We wish you so much good luck and safety and protection, and thank you. I love seeing female officers so freaking much. Makes me all pumped.
I'm interested to know if she already chose the career and
she's
listens
waiting
to
on
this podcast
for her whole life.
if she already chose it, waiting, like...
Yeah, do write it. I'll write to her after this and say, did you make a decision? Because this is what we said.
Yeah.
Yeah, and her chart is very much masculine energy. So I'm going police officer all the way. Be safe out there.
Yeah, I agree.
Sweet Scorpio Libra friend. And thank you for protecting all of us here. It's not an easy job at all to be a police officer. So we appreciate that. All right, that is the advice column for the career section. We love this one.
I liked it.
stay tuned tomorrow. We'll be back for another advice call. We're going to try and do this Monday through Friday, you guys. So if you want to submit your story, you're feeling stuck, you need some help. Guys, Baby J loves the career stuff. I love the love. I want to hear about the affairs and the entanglements you're
Everything's
in.
Just career, huh?
Share them. Let's talk. Send us your story, spowers@lightworkers-lounge.com. I'll put it in the show notes. If you don't know your birth chart, just send us your birthday. We'll take care of it. And we'll see you guys tomorrow on the next Feet on the Ground, Head in the Stars advice column on Lightworkers Lounge.
Love. I like it.
Bye.
See ya.